Hi there, welcome to Tay Time. I'm Steph.
I'm Tay.
And today we're going to talk about...
my brother, Anthony. He is 9 years old. He has autism, like me, but to a different extent.
No, how is Anthony different from you in regard to the autism?
He needs help with a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
He can't speak, but I know the only thing that he and likes to say is no.
Yeah, he does like to say that. He'll say it over and over again when he doesn't want to do something, right?
Yeah, it's crystal clear every time.
When you're in school with your brother, because you guys go to the same school,
yeah.
What are some things that other students have asked you about your brother?
About how, why does he not speak, or why is he like that? Why is he all hyper?
Yeah,
why is he hyper?
He gets hyper sometimes, right? What does him getting hyper mean? What have we learned that him getting hyper means?
It could mean that he's sick.
Mm-hmm.
It could mean that he just does not want to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could mean that he's actually excited.
Yeah, that's true. And you got to get to know him to know all that stuff, right?
Yeah, like, people say he's crazy and act out what he, like, does, like, but he's not crazy. He's not crazy.
Right. What is autism? What do we talk about? It is a...
neurological...
disorder.
Disorder.
Good job.
Neurological disorder.
And what does that mean? What part of your body is affected the most by autism?
My brain.
That's right. Your brain. That's why it's called a neurological disorder.
Yeah. Neurological means brain, and a brain helps you think.
Yeah, your brain is what makes you think. Yeah. So, let's talk a little bit more about Bubba. Let's talk about, first of all, his name is what?
Anthony. Well, his name is Bubba. That's his nickname.
We always call him Bubba or Bubby, right?
He doesn't know how to play with a lot of stuff. Like, every time I play Xbox, Anthony doesn't play it with me. He just watches.
Yeah. He used to not watch you, though. He started watching here recently, right?
Yeah. Like, after I got that Skylander game.
Yeah, he likes that, doesn't he?
He likes that game.
He likes to watch it.
He likes to watch the Skylander game.
How do you think you're different from other kids because of your older brother? You're different because you have more responsibilities.
I have more responsibilities.
What all do you do to help Bubby?
I try, like, to, like, keep him out of things because he gets into things.
Yeah.
Sometimes I help him, get stuff, like, if he wants a snack, I'll get a snack for him, even though I'm shorter.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What do you help him do at school?
I usually don't help him a lot at school.
Right. What do you say to people who call him crazy at school?
I'm just saying, like, no.
You say, no, he's not crazy.
No, that he's not crazy. And every time I say about autism, they say, like, autism isn't even a real thing. But it is.
Who says that?
A lot of people. Like, when they ask me the question that I just said, they don't know what autism is at all. Haven't heard of it, anything, at all.
Well, that's why we're doing this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we can tell people about it. We can spread the word, because there's lots of other people like us, huh?
Yeah.
That have autism in their family. Lots of people.
Even my next-door neighbor has someone in her family.
Mm-hmm. Everybody knows somebody somewhere that has that's on the spectrum somewhere.
Yeah, almost everybody.
Mm-hmm. When we go out, when we go to the store, for instance, what do you do when we're at the store? How do you help with your brother sometimes?
I try to watch him. Always.
And sometimes if he takes off running, you run after him and you bring him back. Sometimes. Yeah, it depends on how far he goes.
I get agitated when he's, like, crazy and, like, it's a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I get, like,
Yeah, because you're dealing with your own autism stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you are. You walk through the store, you're dealing with it yourself. And Anthony's trying to deal with it in the best way he can. You're dealing with it the best way you can while you're trying to help. You have a lot on your plate, little boy. Right?
Yeah, I do. I'm serious. Like, we got a service dog, but I mean, like, Before I got the service dog, I needed a lot of responsibility. After we got the service dog to help Anthony, I still need to have a lot of responsibility for Anthony.
Yeah.
When I have to put away his laundry because, like, I help Mom with the laundry while Anthony sits and rocks on the chair.
Yeah, sometimes we have him get up and put stuff away, don't we?
I know, but, like, when I'm not, I do have to put his stuff away. That gives me more responsibility.
I know. We're working on trying to get him to do more stuff independently, aren't we? That's the whole plan. That's the goal, is to get him to do more.
He's learning a lot. He's like, from potty training, for example, he's learning a lot. He's trying. He's trying to get, like, mm-hmm. the basic thing done, but he's just trying his best to show us that he can.
Yeah, I know. He shows up in the bathroom when he needs to go poo sometimes, right? Or he goes in there and goes pee without being told sometimes, which is awesome.
Sometimes he even poos in the toilet.
I know.
Like sometimes when you tell him to go to the bathroom, he poops in the toilet, and it's like a whole celebration.
Tell him about how long it took us to get him to even get to that point.
It's been a long time. Like, a long time. We've been doing it since birth all the way to now, and he's got it now.
He's getting it. He still doesn't have it all the way, but he's getting it a little bit, finally.
Yeah.
So I guess we should tell people out there that if they have a brother or a sister that's trying to get potty trained, to just, what would you tell those people? If they're potty training a brother or sister, or helping potty train a brother or sister that is struggling to get potty trained, what would you say? Mickey's in the podcast right now, by the way, so if you hear a licking noise, that would be our dog Mickey. What would you say to somebody who's helping with potty training, especially somebody like Bubby?
Tell them that you should encourage them, like, mm-hmm. encourage them, like, give them a bit of space as well. And then I've learned that if you give him his space, and if he doesn't get into any stuff, he'll go poo or pee in the toilet.
Yeah. And don't give up, right?
Don't give up ever.
Just keep trying. Like Dory says, just keep swimming.
Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming.
What is the other side of your brother that other people probably don't think about or don't see? The good stuff.
Like the good stuff? Like mm-hmm. Once you get to, like, he's hyper, like, when people see him.
Mm-hmm.
But when you actually get to know him, he's nice.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys do together?
We usually don't do a lot together. I see him sometimes and hug him, but that's all I do.
At school,
usually.
I know, but at home, what do you guys do together?
We usually, sometimes I watch YouTube, and sometimes he watches a certain YouTuber with me.
Right, he'll stop whatever he's doing and sit down for a little bit and watch it with you. You guys play chase?
Oh, yeah, we chase each other.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm always, like, trying to chase him, like, all around. We wrestle all the time.
We have an intrusion of the Dugan.
The Dugan means dog. Look that up in a dictionary. Ugh. Look up Dugan in the Tate Dictionary.
Okay, so tell them how you chase. I'm sorry. I interrupted you.
Well, we chase each other a lot. We also wrestle.
Yeah, you guys do wrestle, don't you?
Yeah. Once I was on the couch, and then you just flung me off the couch.
That's right. I forgot about that. He is strong, isn't he?
He's strong.
Super strong. Strong. And fast.
He's really fast.
Yeah. He ran in track in the Special Olympics, and he has a bunch of medical issues going on, the poor guy. He still tried his best, and he was really fast when he would get on that track, wasn't he?
He went really fast. He needed someone to chase him in order to get him to run.
Mm-hmm. And someone had to run with him and or, like, kind of block him off from running. He would run the dash and then would run up the, instead of going down to the end of the lane, he would run up the stands. Remember that? And we had to take turns standing on either side of the stands to keep him from going into the stands. But once he got the hang of it, he was really good. He was really fast.
He was really fast. We did one that was, like, the actual Olympics, like, the big, big track.
Yeah.
I was, like, under this little tent. I mean, like, there were kids there, and I was, like, they had video games and stuff, so I was, like, watching them play all these games,
mm-hmm.
like, making friends and stuff.
Yeah, you were there to support your brother.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there were, like, tons of snacks. There was, like, a tent.
It was a good time, yeah.
It was
He put forth his best effort that day. That was pretty cool.
My grandmother was there, too.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a pretty awesome day.
Was Popo there?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Yeah, see, this is stuff that a lot of people don't know and don't see about Bubby, our Bubby.
And if they actually got to know him and, like, did a lot of stuff with him, they would actually know how he actually was. Like, they would know how nice he can be.
Yeah, because what's something we've learned from Bubby is that behaviors are what?
Behaviors are communication.
That's right. Yep. That's something we've learned is that when he has a behavior, just because it looks out of place, it doesn't mean he's just acting quote-unquote crazy, like those kids said, right? It means something.
Yeah. Yeah, like, when he looks excited, he might be sick. When he's crying, he's telling us he's hurt.
Yeah, there's a lot of different things that could be going on. You know, for lack of better words, he's kind of like a puzzle piece, like the symbol for the autism.
Yeah, like, all autism kids are like that, like, almost all of them. He's like a puzzle piece. Autism is like a puzzle piece that can't fit into a puzzle.
Yeah, you gotta find, it's hard to find the place where it fits, right?
Yeah.
Yep, that's right.
Wow, I actually made an example that actually made sense.
Mm-hmm. That's because you're super smart.
No, I don't, if I did something else, I don't think it would make sense, and I usually do something that doesn't make sense, because I also have autism.
That's not true. You're super duper smart.
Well, yeah, I'm pretty smart, too. Anthony is, too, but he still has a lot of things to work and learn.
Yeah, well, he's smart. It's in there.
Yeah, he's smart.
He just can't say it the way that you do, right?
He's smart. Like, for example, I don't know if he's, like, good at drawing or... He just, like, hides it if he's not, like, good at drawing, doing, like, I don't know. I'm good at getting through technology.
Yeah.
I'm saying, like, I can get through the video game or, like, a TV, even though I haven't played it ever.
You're good at computer programs and games, yes. And here's something that Anthony's good at that you're not great at, that you're still working on. Anthony can catch a ball.
Yeah.
Even if you just throw it at him out of nowhere, right?
Yeah.
Even if he's not looking, he's got that crazy reflex where he can catch a ball.
It's like a spidey sense.
I know. And you're still working on that because you see it coming and you're like, ooh, and you kind of get scared and you drop it. But you're still working on that. That's totally normal.
Like in the store, for example, he's like, Mom's like, think fast, and then she threw it at me.
Yeah, we play the like, think fast game at the store.
He's like, and then I was like, she's catching it and just threw it.
And it fell on the floor. I tried to throw it to you just to be funny, and it falls on the floor almost every time, because Taylor does not have those spidey cat-like reflexes that his brother does.
I can't stop laughing. Sorry, this is too loud, but I can't stop laughing.
Well, well, like I just said, that's something that Anthony can do that you can't do yet. Yeah. Everybody has their own abilities, right?
He's good at catching a ball.
Hopefully you learned a little bit about Anthony,
mm-hmm.
Taylor's older brother, and a little bit about what autism means.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think? Think we did a good job?
Yeah, I would say we did a pretty good job.
At least describing it from Anthony's point of view.
Yeah.
And yours. All right, that's all we've got time for. Thanks for listening.
Bye.